protecting one of our most valuable industries with today's Accent on Agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. The state's number one agricultural commodity is beef cattle. In helping to further safeguard that industry, Tennessee's Department of Agriculture is teaming up with the UT College of Veterinary Medicine in an effort to fight potentially devastating animal diseases. Chuck Denny has more.
UT's College of Veterinary Medicine will now become a center for post-mortem animal diagnostic services for cattle producers in East Tennessee. The vet school is teaming with the State Department of Agriculture here. Under the new program, the Ag Department will reimburse the vet school for necropsy examinations of cattle, making the service available to area producers at no charge. Dr. Ron Wilson is the state veterinarian.
So if a producer has an animal to die and has that calf or cow submitted to the laboratory in association with working with his own veterinarian, the veterinary college will provide their expertise at no charge to the producer.
Dr. Wilson says the whole point here is to have a safer food supply in Tennessee. While there's no need for panic, this effort will help state agriculture leaders keep an eye out for animal diseases such as mad cow.
The more rapidly we detect that, the quicker the response and the lesser the impact on our industries in Tennessee and our nation. By virtue of obtaining an accurate diagnosis, that producer working with his veterinarian can minimize the economic impact on his particular herd and make for a healthier animal population in Tennessee.
Previously, this service had been available only at the Ag Department state headquarters in Nashville. There's also a similar program now for West Tennessee cattle producers at UT Martin. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And Tennessee was one of only 10 states that the Department of Homeland Security recently rated as disaster ready, and that includes animal and livestock emergencies. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.